Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Goeiemôre Zanti, hoe gaan dit daar in Gauteng? Jy het seker kort moue, nê? Ek het gelees in die weer, dis warm daar.
Absoluut waar. Nee, kyk, ek het jou mos lank al gesê, in Gauteng is daar nie so ding soos lengte nie. Ons gaan van minus 2 na 30 toe die volgende dag. Nee, ons is geen matigheid in hierdie klein provinsiekie nie.
Ja, ja.
Dis alles of niks, like it my.
I love it. What a way to live, all or nothing.
I'm telling you.
Ja, Zanti, ons kan nie wag vir jou story nie. It's a wondrous Wednesday. Mense deel, God doen ongelooflike dinge in mense se lewens en ons is opgewonde om te hoor wat jy ook deel vandag.
Weet jy wat, Brad? Ek wil juist vandag iets deel en ja, voorhou aan elke luisteraar en jy weet hoe dit werk, nee, ek praat altyd eers met myself. En nou, as enig iemand iets daaruit kan put, dan is dit wonderlik. Maar iets wat die Here die laaste tyd op my hart druk, iets wat hy reg gekry het en iets wat ons so bietjie, ek weet nie of ons dit vergeet of dit net is om met ons in 'n wêreld waar daar heeltyd moet oplossings wees en kyk nie van enigsins nie, dit moet kits oplossings wees vir alles. Ons het ook nie veel geduld om te wag soos in die ou dae vir 'n cup of lekker filter koffie te brew nie. Ons kan nie meer wag vir goed te brew nie, nee. Dit moet onmiddellik wees.
Soek dit nou.
But my topic today is that we should remember and the power there lies in holding space with someone. Ek dink dis die mooiste voorbeeld wat die Here vir ons kom wys het en ons het dit iewers te along the line het ons het bietjie verloor of ons het nie perspektief daarop nie en dis iets wat die Here die laaste ek wil amper sê die laaste 6 maande ek doen baie counseling op 'n daaglikse basis en die Here het my so net kom leer just to hold space with someone. Not necessarily wanting to fix them or give answers or waiting to talk, but to hold space. En dit is so mooi as ons in Johannes, in John 8, verses 1 to 11. If you read that, I don't have time to read it for you this morning, but it's where Jesus found the lady that was caught in adultery. En as daar ooit 'n oomblik was wat Jesus self vir ons kom leer het, wat dit is to hold space with someone, dan is daai vir my die mooiste voorbeeld. Jy weet, hierdie vrou word gevang saam met 'n man. Ek bedoel, dit moes verskriklik gewees het. Maar dit is interessant dat die man half skot vrykom. Ons lees nooit dat hy saam met haar gesleep is deur die strate aan sy hare, soos sy nie. Dat hy gebring is voor die council, as ek dit so kan sê, om gejudged te word en gestenig te word, nie, maar sy word. En ek kan net dink hoe sy moes gevoel het om sonder enige klere aan haar lyf, obviously, met haar hare deur die stad gesleep te word. Kan jy dink hoe verwond was haar liggaam toe sy by Jesus aankom en by hierdie klomp mans wat dan daar staan om haar te veroordeel. Bebloed, seer, innerlik seer, buitekant seer, kalm en alleen. Want ek bedoel, sy was nie die enigste een in hierdie prentjie nie, maar die ander party is nie daar nie. En in daai oomblik gaan die Here af na haar toe. Ek sien net hierdie prentjie and he just holds space with her. Nie in judgment nie, nie in enigiets behalwe om in haar oë te kyk en te verstaan nie. En ek wil dit vir jou soos volg beskryf. Iemand het dit een keer gesê en ek wil vir jou uitdaag vandag that we should become like Jesus, holding space with people. Because we won't have the answers. We don't have all the knowledge like God has. But you see, in our darkest moments, it isn't solutions or well-intended advice we crave. It's the steadfast presence of someone who simply stands by our side. In those times when the weight of the world seems unbearable, the mere act of being together or sharing silence can be far more healing than any words could ever be. Imagine being in the depth of despair. En miskien vanoggend voel jy so, luisteraar. Feeling lost in the chaos of your own emotions, only to find a gentle, caring soul is right here with you. They don't rush to fix your pain or offer premature answers. Instead, they honor your vulnerability, silently communicating, I am here for you, without the need to elaborate reassurances. Their quiet presence becomes a sanctuary, a safe space where you can let your guard down and allow yourself to simply be. You see, this kind of support isn't loud and intrusive. It is warm, unspoken, understanding that speaks directly to your heart. It's the friend who sits beside you during those overwhelming moments, who listens without judgment, and who accepts you wholly or fully, even when you feel fractured. In that shared silence, you discover that you are not alone. Your struggles are seen and validated by someone who deeply cares. There is a profound beauty in knowing that you are not required to solve everything on your own. Sometimes the most transformative comfort comes from knowing that another soul is there to bear witness to your pain, reflecting back the strength you might have forgotten. In that gentle company, the heaviness of your burden lightens, and you begin to find the courage to heal, to grow, and to embrace the possibility of brighter days ahead. Ek wil jou uitdaag vandag, want jy sien die Heilige Gees is presies dit. The Holy Spirit holds space with you. In the quiet, just comforting, understanding, not judging. And if we are to love our neighbors as ourselves, dan wil ek jou uitdaag vandag om nie te moet voel dat jy altyd die antwoorde vir iemand moet hê nie. Maar die wonderlikste tye in my eie lewe was wanneer iemand wat vir my omgegee het, net vir my 'n koppie tee gemaak het en net by my kom sit het. En ek wil jou uitdaag vandag met dit. Mag dit op hierdie Wondrous Wednesday a wondrous gift that you can give to somebody else is to be that person who can hold space with someone else like Jesus did with this lady that I think many of us, yeah, maybe not in that example, but in that vulnerable moment can relate to. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus, Abba Father, they can hold space with us. But they live in us. And therefore, I challenge you today to be that person that can hold space and love somebody else without even using one word. For you are loved by your Father in that way yourself. Amen.
Amen. Hey, we just need to be available as well. We can't say, I'm so busy, and people need each other. And it's not only about what we can get from people, but what can we give and how can we make space? Yeah, there'll be times when we hope someone makes space for us, Zanti, but we need to make ourselves available. We can't always be so busy.
Absolutely. And maybe, Brad, if I can, I would like to pray for us for that.
Please.
That, Abba Father, we just come before your throne this morning, and we just acknowledge that we need you. Thank you that when we are vulnerable, when we are hurting, when things are not right in our own hearts, and when we are sad, and when things happen to us and life beats us around, Lord, and we are fragile and we're on the ground and it feels like we are splattered all over the ground. Lord, you are never too busy. You hold space with us. It doesn't shake you. You just hold that space. And you comfort and you care and you restore and you heal. Lord, and I pray that we made in your image, your Spirit living in us, Lord, that you will make us attentive to those around us, Lord. That as you hold space with us and fill us up to the brink and we start to overflow, Lord, that we will be able to hold space with those around us, to love them, to endure with them, to comfort, to counsel, to just be there. Maybe not saying a word, but our presence being your presence in their lives. Lord, we ask that you just give us that focus, that you just, yeah, just help us to become that person to another. And in that way, expand your kingdom and become everything you spoke over our lives. For you are our Father. Jesus, you are our King. Holy Spirit, you are our Comforter. And with you living in us and us being there for each other, holding that space, holy space, may your will be done and your kingdom come and you be glorified in our restoration and great healing in Christ. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.